In her book, The Iron Ore Eaters, Valerie Rosenquist states that in the 1900s, Witherby Sherman and Company deliberately structured the town of Witherby around class and ethnicity. She writes, "It consisted of three definable groups: management, old immigrants, predominantly Irish, French-Canadian, some German and Scandinavian, and new immigrants, the Eastern and Southern Europeans, which included large numbers of people from the various political divisions of Poland, Lithuania, Italy, and Spain. The company demonstrated its new paternalism in the physical layout of the buildings and the town itself. The houses were laid out in such a manner as to establish and reinforce in a physically permanent way ethnic and class identities and distinctions. The more socially worthy, the more expensive and luxurious the housing." I can only try to imagine how this might play out for the families inside those houses.
Shh, there, there, shh, little one. Down the shaft. Sleep tight and safe now. To the drift, the mine awaits now. Rest, sweet mouse, I can't be late now. Nights and days ashore in our ironclad house. She's dropped off now.
Oh, thank the Lord. Now off you go to work. You're not late yet.
One kiss before I descend.
Good night, sweet husband. Come back safe, you hear? Mm-hmm. In our ironclad house. Little mouse, you've got the nicest house, you know. Your daddy is a respected man in the mines. You are not some daughter of a Lithuanian drill boy. You're an American girl with the best papa. Frank, what's happened? Why have you come back?
Me and the fellas found this at the change house. To the men of our employ, we are sorry to have to inform you that the prospects of the iron business are growing worse and worse, and the times are so bad we are obliged to either close the mines or reduce wages.
Close the mines? Can't be.
After much consideration, we've decided not to close, but reduce the...
Reduce? But for how long? What does Mr. Witherby say?
Anna, how are we to know? Mr. Witherby and his family are abroad right now.
Here's notice that was posted by the company. After much consideration, we have decided not to close, but reduce. And from December 15th, the wages for a day of 10 hours will be as follows. For pit foreman, $225, for miners, $175, pitmen, $150, bankmen, $135, drill boys, $1, Witherby Sherman and Company, the Port Henry Iron Ore Company, Port Henry, New York, November 30th, 1874. It turns out that Witherby and his son were on a trip around the world at that time.